Hello and welcome to episode 96 of Moogle Go Around Radio. I am your host Chili. Well, you know that. Everyone knows who I am. I've been on this for 96 episodes. But we've got our co-host Paul. Hey Paul, how are you doing?
Oh yeah, people should know me as well. Maybe.
Miss you. I play Final Fantasy. I've been podcasting for about 7 years now, I'd say, give or take. I just came here for food. Oh, wait. Well, there's a lot of food discussion normally in this podcast, so you're here for the excitement. Like cheese, textiles. So, Paul, how are you doing today?
I am very, very tired. Obviously, we ended raid at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to Talon, and like I'm going to go do a cast with Talon and Carter Pants, and maybe Tyrotiri about tanks.
Oh, nice.
We were talking about that, but like on his stream, and then I went to bed about 5:30, didn't get any sleep, woke up to wait for packages, and it's Royal Mail, and Royal Mail has been delayed so much. Royal Mail.
I've been getting letters like 2 weeks late, so
it's
like I got a letter from the bank saying you owe us money. Oh, okay, when did I owe you money? March 15th. Oh, okay. I've already paid that off. Oh, but okay then.
Yeah. I would say they're really behind with the whole crisis at hand. Amazon deliver on time, though.
But you know been delivering on time and is an incredible guest that we've got on right now? And oh my God, that's the wrong intro to say right now. We're very happy to welcome a special guest that I've been trying to get on for a while because I think she does an incredibly amazing art stream. She does incredibly amazing plushies and she just is an incredible player on Final Fantasy 14. We've got Riss from Tasty Pete Studios. Hello.
And then there's a dead of silence. What happened?
Riss?
Am I here?
Yeah, hello. That was a... Hello.
Hello.
I like how the technical problems happen after...
Are we here?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are we here?
Yeah, we're here. I just intro'd
oh,
you.
Oh, no. No, I was saying hello and talking, and for some reason, I guess it didn't catch me. But sorry about that. Hi, everyone. Sorry for the technical difficulty. It's wonderful to see you all here. Oh, but yeah, thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it. I know we've been trying to get this going on since January. But between me getting sick and then surgery, unfortunately, we haven't really been able to meet up time-wise.
Yeah, it's good to have you on at last. Thank you so much.
Chili has been non-stop talking about it. He's been like, we need to get Riss on. We need to get Tasty Pete Studios on. Like every DM we have, it's, we need to get Riss on. I'm like, oh yeah, go for it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here too.
We are going to be doing a giveaway thanks to the amazing Riss. I'm going to be setting it up soon. Because it's going to cost points. And I know that a lot of people are new here, so I'm going to give everyone in chat enough points to buy all the tickets. So you don't have to worry about it. Everyone has enough points now to buy all the tickets. Thanks to Riss, we're going to be giving away a $50 Tasty Peach Studios code. So you'll be able to buy some of those amazing cute plushies. Also, remember, right now it's free delivery in the US. And I think it's discounted to 20% off international over $15 or more. You've got to use the code, but of course you can go find the code on their website, tastypeachstudios.com. Thank you everyone for the new follows. So I'm going to start the giveaway now. You'll have until the end of the podcast. By the way, if you want to enter stuff like this in the future, make sure you've got go join us at twitch.tv/moogleground radio. Okay, just making sure I didn't screw this up because this is the first time I've actually done one of these. Normally I just throw codes.
You just throw them out in chat.
Cloudbot's got you covered, I promise.
Yay! Thank you, Cloudbot! So do you want... I know I've talked about you a little bit, but before we start, do you want to talk about yourself just to... for the anyone that's in the audience that doesn't know? Riss?
Me? Yes. Sorry. For a second, I was like, oh, me? Yes. Okay, well, let me talk a little bit about myself. So I am a professional artist, designer, and business owner. I operate Tasty Studios and have been for the last decade. We are primarily a convention-based business, but due to COVID-19, we've been doing a lot of online, including our website, doing content on Twitch and Twitter, and mainly focusing on my streams. So For those of you that do not know, I do stream at twitch.tv/studios 4 days a week. And typically I'm a variety streamer. So I do a little bit of artwork, and then sometimes we'll do commissions, or sometimes we'll do a little bit of gaming. Lately I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing because it's been a really nice way to just relax and communicate with the community. But it's also something that kind of takes your mind off the whole situation going on right now. So our focus is trying to keep positive and uplift each other during these hard times. So that's something that we've been really trying to implement to just our community in general. So outside of that, I've been trying to do a lot of things for the community at large. I do weekly coloring book sheets. So if you're looking for something fun to do while you're stuck inside, I have them absolutely for free on my Gumroad. And that's just Gumroad. It's Tasty Peach Studios on Gumroad. And yeah, they're just free to download. Something fun for yourself, something fun for kids, something fun for families to do together. And outside of that, I do play Final Fantasy 14. I love it. I'm main a dancer. I love dancer. It's my favorite job. So that's about me in a nutshell.
Okay, thank you. You talk about Fantasy 14, but because a lot of us are taking a break right now from the game, I'm asking, I just want a question. What have you been up to in game?
I have been addicted to DDM. a big reason is because I am a mount and minion collector. So for me, when I saw some of the minions that were available by doing the Asgardian restoration, I kind of had to jump on the chance because the tiny T-Rex is just the most adorable minion and I need him. So I've been grinding that out. And of course, the bazooka is really, really fun to use. I just really enjoy watching just the mobs getting one shot.
It's so much fun. I've been leveling up on my... I need to do DDM on this character, but I have been doing it on my other one. So... because I have one on Aether and one on Primal, so...
You should come with me. We can go do it together. We can go blast mobs together. That'll be fun. Yeah. I've been thinking about doing it one day on stream just to kind of, like, have a relaxed Sunday and just do whatever, so... But I know that Sundays are usually your really busy days, so...
Yeah, Sunday is crazy.
Perhaps we'll get together for a day when you're free and just go bazooka blast a whole bunch of monsters.
I wish I could, like... because I'm so small, I could just sit on your shoulder and blast from there. That'd be cool.
That would be so awesome. You're making me want to draw that.
Aw.
I might have to draw that.
Yay. If you do, we'll show it on stream sometime.
Oh, yes.
By the way, thank you to everyone that's entered so far. Remember, you can follow us at twitch.tv/MoogleRamRadio for future giveaways. I'm hoping to give away around $100 worth of Mog Station items when we get to episode 100. So please look forward to that. So, Paul, what have you been up to in-game?
Raid, that is literally it. raided, pretty much it. Yeah, just raided. Did a kind of community night on Monday that you were there for. But other than that, I've been shunned away a little bit. Just for, I guess, content drought. But I don't really feel like capping every week. I just lost focus, and I was like, I'm gonna go play random games.
So that's problem with me is because we're doing Savage, I've got most of the gear from Tomes now that I need. The rest is just from Savage. I don't want to waste Tomes on gear that I'm not going to need, really. Especially if it lowers my crit, and I'm a white mage, I need all the crit.
Your crit and direct hit. Oof.
Look, I'm a white mage, I'm a DPS. That's my role now.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You can beat every single tank. Every single tank.
Well, no, I'm getting close to you, though.
Oh, no, yeah, you were close to beating me. And...
yeah. How much is this game? I think it's a risk you might know better, because I'm guessing you're North American. Risk, you might know the pricing better than us. I know that you can get a free trial, which you can play up to level 35.
Usually what I tell people is about the free trial, yeah.
But the monthly fee, I think it's about $12?
I think it's $12 USD a month if you purchase. And I know that they've been having a lot of sales and specials. It's on PC and it's also on PS4. So there's different options there, Foxu.
So don't take this. I'm probably going to get in trouble for leaking this if I do leak this, but I've heard from someone that they've been testing a possibility of making a Realm Reborn completely free in the future.
Oh.
Again, this is from some sources that I know, so I might get in trouble for announcing this before anyone else, but it was supposed to be a FanFest announcement. So we'll see if this is true or not. Again, This is all rumors. They said they're testing the waters on if they want to do it or not. It's this discussion that they've been having internally. So the possibility of a free-to-play version of A Realm Reborn, which would be great because that aligns in with the whole getting rid of some of the subcode.
It's actually amazing. Really amazing.
So yeah, Blossom says, I play on PS4 and I love it. I actually used to play on PS4. I've moved over to PC just because I raid on NA, and being on PC helped with my ping because of VPNs. So for me, I've actually, everyone's going to insult me now, but I've actually been taking a break from 14 and playing World of Warcraft.
I can't really say
Wait,
much.
Well, I've never played it before because...
Wow, Treen!
I've never played it before because I can't play mouse and keyboard. I have trouble with it. I have tiny hands. And most of the time with keyboard and mouse games, I always have issues. But one of my friends, Flatters from Maelstrom Radio, linked me a mod to WoW, which added consoles, controls, so you could play it with a controller. Yeah, she'd be good. So I've been actually giving it a try for the first time in my life, and so far not bad. I still prefer 14, but there's something to play occasionally.
Yeah,
but WoW with the boys. It's cross-play, so you'll be able to play with PC players. It's cool. All the same servers.
Yes.
But yeah, so I've been giving it a try, and yeah, I still prefer 14, but I don't mind it. It's not as bad as I thought it'd be, especially now I've got a controller.
So I actually played World of Warcraft for 6 months, and I enjoyed it to a degree. This is before I played 14.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it to a degree, and then I didn't make a single friend. And so I just like, okay, I've done everything that I need to do on this game. I'm kind of done. And I stopped playing. And then I picked up Final Fantasy 14. And I haven't put it down since.
I've been playing for a week and a half. And the only reason why I've been able to play is because I've got friends already. So, yeah, I've got Flatters and Paul and Talon. So, but I've probably, in the week and a half, I've put about 10 hours. So nothing compared to my 400 days of playtime on this game. So,
yeah, Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing for me with most MMOs is that I find that it's hard for me to not try to find a sense of community in the game. So when I was playing WoW, it didn't really feel like I had much of a community. It's really hard to find people that were willing to make that connection. I find that it's easier to do that in 14 now, but my roots in MMOs is based in Final Fantasy XI, where it forced you to be social and active with other people. So I think it just kind of coming from 8 years of that game to this is kind of just ingrained in my brain to make friends.
Oh yeah, I agree. And I think I've seen that problem already in WoW, because I haven't met a single person that's really talked, which, consider the fact that it's got a keyboard and, yeah, mostly keyboard and mouse, means that everyone has keyboards. So at least with 14, I can understand when a lot of people don't talk, because I know a lot of people are on PS4 and play with controller. But WoW, it's been like, no, not a single person. Anyway, we'll leave the WoW talk. We've got some live letter stuff to talk about, because since our last episode, there has been a live letter.
Has there?
Yeah, there has.
Huh. Damn. I'm out of loop.
Before we start, we'll talk about the fact that first, please stay safe at all the development teams. They've mentioned that they've started to work from home because of everything that's going on in real life. I'm not going to mention that, because I know everyone's probably needing a break from it right now and they want someone to talk. So they're working at home. So the patch has been delayed by a couple of weeks, with a possible delay for a month. But they decided to still do the live letter like normal so that people can get excited for what will be coming. Patch 5.3 will be titled Reflections in Crystal. We all know what's coming in with this patch.
Is the Crystal Rockstar going to sing the song from Mulan, Reflection? Is that what I'm getting?
Oh, God.
I feel the picture of the Crystal Rockstar, I'm worried about him with the name of the title.
You know, he's going to become an independent woman. What are you about? You know, he'll never make the perfect bride or the perfect daughter. I'm sorry. Disney Plus has got me. I'm sorry.
No, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
One of the biggest changes that make sure you've done this is the Crystal Tower and the Chocobo Quest are going to be mandatory. Anyone have any opinions on that?
I love Crystal Tower, and if you miss it, you're going to be sad anyway. So yeah. Don't miss it.
I mean, my little Chocobo was just an annoying quest. I like, for beginners, I didn't even know what seals were. It's like, oh yeah, get get like 2,000 seals and get this thing.
They have nerfed it so much now, haven't they, though? Sorry, Riss.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just saying, I completely forgot about the fact that you had to do seals.
There was so much you needed to do before, though. I think it's like 100 now. I think it's really easy. But before, it was like, go do fates for hours so you can get this one quest done. So that you can get on a mount and do fates faster. Yay.
Yay. Fates. God.
Everyone's going to be shocked to hear this, but there's going to be a new dungeon. Oh, actually, before we start that, before I speak to that, actually, it's not mentioned in this patch, but I can also announce that from the next patch, 5.3, even if you're not a new player, you will not be able to get past, you will not be able to progress in the MSQ for 5.3 unless you have beaten Crystal Tower. So you need to beat Crystal Tower if you want to unlock the 5.3 MSQ. So
get started. Go do it. You won't regret it.
The new dungeon will be called the Hero's Gauntlet, and it is compatible with the Trust System. There is a screenshot on the website if you want to go check out Nova Crystallis, which is where we're looking at all the details. Go check them out. There is looks like a meteor coming from the sky, which of course is spoilers from what we saw in the last patch. So, Paul, what do you think we're going to do in the dungeon?
But by the name, the Hero's Gauntlet, I really want it to be from... bollocks, what was that? You know the one you had to do all the mechanics and you didn't have to actually do any damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wish it would do like that. Just like every boss is that. Yeah, it's like a gauntlet. But, you know, it's probably not going to be that. I haven't even looked at the screenshot either. Maybe I'm just there. Well, where's good screenshot? Where is it? I'm lost. There it is.
Chris, have you got any opinions on it? On the new dungeon?
My screenshot is... Oh, wait. He said it's the one. Oh, wow. It's pretty. Oh, wow. That's. Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping that honestly, it's kind of like with it being a gauntlet, with it being called the Hero's Gauntlet, I'm kind of hoping it's a bunch of mobs, just waves coming at you, just wave after wave after wave. I would honestly love to have a dungeon where it's nothing but trash coming at you full force, and then all of a sudden you're surrounded by a boss.
Also, like Horde mode.
Yes, I would love to do something like that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It would be amazing. Like, okay, so not to go back to Final Fantasy XI, but during Ottergon, there was the siege, and in the city, it was wave after wave after wave of monsters, and that was one of my favorite things to do outside of farming. So to have something like the Hero's Gauntlet be a wave after wave of monsters to test your strength, that would be so much fun. And chaotic. I love chaotic fights.
I still think that would be really fun. They should really add that. It's like a way you could get gear as well. Other than doing dungeons or capping tomes or just doing savage.
It's just something where you're literally in an area that is just under siege constantly. And that just, it would be so much fun.
I have a theory and warning anyone that listens to this. This will be story spoilers, but yeah, Talon says, I think, remember that at the end of the last patch, Elidibus made loads of Warriors of Light? I'm expecting with the name Hero's Gauntlet that we'll be fighting these Warriors of Light.
Yeah! Give it to me! I'm so ready. I'm so ready to fight them. If that is really the case, yes.
I suppose we're just going to fight the Warriors of Darkness like we did in Heaven's Ward, but in a dungeon.
Oh, sorry, Mini, for the spoilers there, but it's been a while since the dot drop, so again there might be slight spoilers because we're talking about 5.3, so sorry about this, but it has been a while. It's been a while, Paul. It's been a month.
It's been a while, but
nearly 2 months. Now I'll admit, the thing that I am most excited for, as you can see from my outfit, the thing that this entire patch has me excited for, in fact, I'm going to go put my helmet on right now. There's something that is the best thing to come to Final Fantasy XIV. Dwarfs, beast tribe quests. I don't level up crafting, but I'm going to do this just because dwarfs.
Dwarfs?
Yeah,
they're not dwarfs to me. They're more like Harflins. They're no Magni Bronzebeard, you know.
Yeah.
They're more like Potato Bronzebeard. The Potato Beard. That's what they are.
Oh, you must be in G-Pose because my helmet doesn't appear.
Yeah,
just noticing that.
Like, man, that delay is bad.
You know, hard times come a hard, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, I have no helmet. You'll see it later, probably. Just a chance that I used to be in a raid group, but it was too hardcore for me, not good at optimizing DPS. I was in a raid group on Primal, but I had to quit because it was getting a bit too serious for me. But I am playing on Aether as a white mage, so I'm like a DPS.
So basically, I'm DPSing, yeah, optimizing DPS.
I've got to optimize my white mage DPS, okay?
I'm a white mage.
Chris, are you, what do you think? Are you going to be doing the dwarf beast tribe?
I do want to, because so during 5.0 MSQ, I really enjoyed everything with the dwarves. So I'm looking forward to doing the beast tribe quest because I think that the story is going to be very fun and funny. Because just from what little snippets we've had before, I also, and don't judge me, I haven't started the
I'm shocked, actually. I am shocked.
I know. A lot of people have asked me if I started them, and I didn't. I've been really work-focused lately, so I just, all of that since it released had just been kind of put on the back burner, but I do want to actually simultaneously run both of them, so yeah, that's kind of what my plan is.
Okay, I have a suggestion for the Dwarf Tribe, because even though I like the fact that we've got exclusive Lalafell housing, because only Lalafells can go into the Dwarf House, I have an idea that they should take a book from Alice in Wonderland, and then once you get a high enough ranking with the Dwarf Beast Tribe, that maybe you get an item that you drink or eat that makes you small so you can go into the houses.
My god, yeah! I love that. I would love to just go explore the tiny houses.
Yeah, we'll just give you like the mini. Yeah, because you already got the mini status effect in game. So it would just give you that. And then you could probably, you should be able to explore the house, hopefully.
And then when they go in the house, they have me and Chili there as Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, I love it. The houses are so, have you, I guess you've never been in them because you're not a Lalafell.
I'm a bun.
They are, they have like little people cooking and there's people in the bedroom studying. Well, you can actually see outside as well, which is crazy. You can see all the people running around in the town from inside the house.
Fantastic. So.
It just reminds me of the Smurfs. That's what Lalafells are to me now. They're the Smurfs. They're not blue. Or dwarves, sorry. I need to be politically correct. They are dwarves in this realm.
That they are.
The relic, I'm not going to say this name because I can't say it, but the relic questline will be returning again. But I can tell you now, I can confirm that it will not be dropping in 5.3 itself. But the next relic step will be 5.35.
You mean the resistant weapon, right?
Yeah, resistant weapons. So you've got plenty of time to get more weapons if you haven't done them yet.
In the Bukuzogia South Front.
Everyone got their relic weapons?
Yeah.
Mine? Cool. They're so pretty.
It doesn't
take
long.
You can actually see mine.
Yay. Yeah, the relic weapon doesn't take long to get. Took me about 2 hours, I'd say, to get the first weapon.
Took me 10 minutes.
Yeah, you skipped all the cutscene.
I had to raid. Wonder breath. Yeah. Eye level, more damage.
A lot of fun. So overall, to get to that point of the relic weapon, so just, if you haven't done it, it's a lot of fun. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, we're not going to spoil that because that is incredibly good.
It's also very
trippy. Spoilers.
No spoilers. But you will be able to buy a separate weapon for just 1,000 poetics. 1,000, not poetics. Was it poetics? Can't remember.
Yeah, poetics.
1,000 poetics.
Poetics, yeah.
So if you do want to buy other weapons or other jobs, just go back and spend 1,000. So.
And I mean, if you're capping every week, you are probably capped at 2,000. You can buy that too.
Also do your weekly books as well. Your Wondrous Tales, because they often give a load of poetics as well. So if you need poetics,
honestly,
there's always different ways.
I honestly forgot that existed. I got all the achievements.
Wondrous Tales.
Oh,
I've been
good.
Doing Wondrous Tales every week. It's kind of one of my favorite things to do because I try to see how much of it I can solo by myself.
And oh yeah, it's the fun part.
Sometimes
doing
it's
it.
Challenging. One of them had the Twin Tanya fight. I'm like, all right, let's go do this. And I just go in on my dancer and I'm just soloing her, and it was fantastic.
There will be a new trial, but we have no idea what it is yet. There's no spoilers, no nothing. So, they'll be part of the near raid. We'll be coming back, chapter 2, which I'm looking forward to. I haven't still done this because they added some side quests in the last patch. I still
Wait,
haven't
did you
done
miss
those. No.
No. Not sorry. Begin with S and / Awu. No.
Don't think so.
No. Not the Sovereigns of Waverly Place.
That's what I said. That's the relic, I think.
No. That's the other trial, right? Oh, there will not be a trial in this installment. We'll be learning about, you know, ruby weapon stuff.
Oh, yeah. The story of Werator will be continuing I thought that was Reddit based. Yeah, oh, but well, that might happen later, Chan. We'll talk about that in a bit. So yeah, new trial, the Puppet Raid. I'm looking forward to more Nier content, even though I've never played Nier. I did watch some people play through it. Has anyone here actually played through Nier?
The Puppet Raid?
Yeah, the Puppet Bunkers.
Puppeteer confirmed from 11?
Puppet Master. I'd love that. Has anyone here played through Nier?
Please look forward to it.
Puppet Master. I unlocked it, but I never actually played as a Puppet Master.
I enjoyed it, but I played the Taru, so I liked anything like that. So, especially if the puppets were bigger than me.
Surely everything's bigger than you.
That's what she said.
We're so big. Aww. What keeps popping up on screen? That's what Foxy wants to know.
What?
What's popping up on screen now?
That's popping up on screen.
Please look forward to it intensifying.
I love I have that on the button. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, okay, Paul. Gonna stop for now because Miss isn't doing well with it. Job adjustments also, by the way. But don't expect that until the actual patch. Oh no, it's fine. No, it's fine. Don't expect that till the actual patch date. So I'm hoping White Mage doesn't get nerfed, but I'm expecting White Mage to.
It'll probably get nerfed.
You're too powerful. We have to stop that right now.
But yeah, I'm doing 7.3k DPS, so
that's too much. We gotta cut that out.
Yeah. To be fair though, I'm not healing much, so.
Gross! You're not doing the key part of your job.
I am DPS.
Oh yes, because White Mage is the new OP DPS.
Makes sense.
Look
to
out,
me.
Summoner.
Yeah. Hey, I've outdamaged summoners in dungeons. Okay.
Watch out, Summoner. This White Mage is on the up and up.
Yeah.
That's why my health is always...
That made me throw flowers at you, lady.
Starts throwing roses. Yeah.
Eat my flowers. You need more blood for the blood lily, okay?
Yeah. That's the only reason why I'm happy when people get hurt.
Throwing roses and not taking the...
Exactly.
He's just not taking the thorns out. He's just throwing them.
Yeah, that way I can heal you more, and then I can do more.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. Damn it, Paul, you unleashed my cycle.
Your secret's out. It's done.
Damn it. By the way, in case anyone wants to know, Misery is actually a DPS loss over Glare, so make sure you only use it when you have to heal, because otherwise you lose damage. So... Yeah.
Keep glaring.
Yeah, keep glaring. Keep your dot up, and then Misery whenever you need, whenever you can. But don't like blow heals to try and get them up. There you go. Some savage tips. We'll probably talk more about raiding tonight with Mione. So if you want to listen to that, make sure you tune in around 11 p.m. BST, which is in about 7 hours from now. I think I'm rubbish with time. Before then, we've got resistance weapons, which I talked about earlier, which will be 5.35. It'll be a Diadem, no, not Diadem, Eureka style instance. Please look forward to Eureka.
Oh, damn, I was going to press the button, but I remember someone didn't like it.
There'll be two different ways to upgrade your weapon as well. So, anyone here actually enjoy Eureka? Because I'm going to put my hand up and say I enjoyed Eureka.
It can die in a fire. A cold, cold, heartless fire of the pit of hell.
The only two answers, I love it or I hate it. There's no in between. So I personally enjoyed the beginning of it, when there was a lot of trains, people were interested and were into it. I'll be honest, I didn't really touch the latter half of the relic. I didn't bother. So I don't really have much of an opinion on what they've done with it. But when it first started out, I really did enjoy it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you can pretty much solo it now. They've nerfed it so much. So
oh, they have.
Yeah, there's been loads of nerfs.
Wow.
So if you do want to do it, you can solo it, especially if you did the challenge log. Your challenge log will level it up really fast.
Oh man, well, I live under a rock.
But no, to be honest, I completed it early on, but I hate the fact that one of the big things about doing it is words are hard. Blissian Arsenal? Well, Dessian Arsenal, that's it. I've unlocked it, but I've never actually done it because the idea of joining a random Discord and with a load of people like that is I get nervous with stuff like that. So I haven't actually done it because that's the only way people do it.
No. I'm just a socially awkward person, so that's why I didn't do it, because I never wanted to join people's parties. I'm a solo man. Oh my god, that's a... Is that another seagull in chat? Wait a minute. Is that another seagull? No? That's a swan. Is that a swan?
It's a swan.
It's my goose. It's my honking goose.
Oh, it's a goose. Oh.
It's my honking goose. No, you're fine.
My eyes are playing tricks on me.
I do have another seagull emote, though, from... did I lose it? Because I didn't resub. Yeah, I do. Where is he? He's got loads of them.
Not gonna lie, I'm pretty excited that I got Jeff. It's my random emote.
I love Jeff. He's probably my favorite emote. Yeah, I love Loomchan, though. Luna Dragon is actually the one who did the art for Loomchan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good old Loomchan. The blush is so...
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll get back to... But yeah, there'll be crafter and gathering updates. I don't really do either of them because I am bad with crafting, which is going to suck with the dwarfs, beast tribes, but I'm going to have to learn. They're a new feature called trial synthesis, which will allow you to test out crafts before doing them so you can see if they're going to succeed or fail.
Oh, that's awesome!
So that way you can do your rotation without having to waste any items. Ishgard Restoration will be back as well, so again, more crafting than gathering. Remember though, if you did win the rewards from the previous Ishgard Restoration, you will not be able to win the rewards from the next Ishgardian Restoration when it comes to the ranking system, because the rewards will always be the same, which is just a title for anyone that wants to know. The Relic Tools, which are the Relic gathering and crafting items, will also be added.
Well, they are already added, but...
Well, enhanced.
Yeah, another stage. More enhancement. Also, did we skip the Nier stuff? I know we asked about whoever played Nier. The only thing I remember about Nier was there was just a whole room of robots fucking.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to turn this game off.
I actually played it. I want to play it. But yeah, I have not played any. But I love the... I absolutely love the music. And I loved the raids that we've gotten from it.
I think it was great. The actual 24-man. I actually did it again. We'll call one at the moment. I didn't know there was mobile windows. Sorry. I'm getting way off track today. But the actual 24-man raid was actually, like, really good. I only did it a handful of times. I think it was my third time doing it. I'm lazy. It was pretty good.
Bonnie says, what is the worst class in Final Fantasy 14? No, I don't think there really is a worst class. Not anymore, anyway.
Really? Hmm. Most of them are pretty well balanced.
For the longest time, I would have said Ninja.
Red Maze.
Yes.
But the job itself. The job itself is still good. But it was the worst if you had an iffy ping.
Red Mage.
Yeah, Red Mage, I guess. Well, no, because Red Mage does need buffing. So it really does.
It got buffed last patch.
It needs more buffs.
Yeah, it needs more. To be fair, it did get pretty let down. It didn't really get much cool spells, I would say, where everyone else got really cool.
Yeah, as a main ninja makes me sad. Well, I'm just saying that Ninja itself wasn't bad, and it's not bad now. In fact, it's better now than it was. But the reason why I said Ninja was the worst was because someone who had a bad ping wouldn't be able to play. So I rate it bad because of that. Not the fact that it did bad damage or did anything bad, or it brought the best utility, really, because of Trick Attack. But at the same time, if you're like me and my ping is 150 to 200, I couldn't really play Ninja until they changed it. Now I think it's amazing, now that the ninjutsus are GCDs.
But I still don't think a lot of people play it. I think they rather play, like, Warrior, Dragoon, Samurai, and Monk. Still kind of top it, just because Monk has a shit ton of damage. Samurai is just an absolute nuker, but they both don't bring the utility. I know the thingy brings Brotherhood for the DPS, but Samurai bring absolutely fuck all.
I swear the classes like people don't like Dark, Red Mage, White Mage. Look, I'm a White Mage main on Aether.
I'm a Dark Mage main on Aether. Luna, you've hurt us both. You've hurt us both, Luna.
Can we get a Red Mage on the show? Rish used to be a Red Mage, right?
No, actually, Skaish plays Red Mage and Dark Knight, both in 14 and in Final Fantasy 11.
So and you don't want to anger Skaish. He'll strike you down with mighty fury.
Skaish is the ultimate Salt Lord, which is why Dark Knight is the perfect job for him, be that as a DPS or a tank. Because in 11 it was a DPS, in 14 it's a tank. But he absolutely loves Dark Knight.
In 11, I used to love trolling in PvP by going Monk / Dark Knight.
Oh! Oh, yes.
Then I'd grab one of the HP boost items, run up to someone, use Soul Eater, and then use Assuring Fist.
Oh my god, you're such a troll! Oh my lord! I remember when we got him Kraken Clubs. Yeah. And so here's this Dark Knight using Kraken Clubs. He was just over and over and over, smacking like 10, 12 times. It was nuts.
It was funny. You could. By the way, go check out twitch.tv/MoogleGrammar where you get to listen to this live. Also, remember you can enter a giveaway on this episode. It won't be in future episodes, although there will be other giveaways in future episodes where you can enter Miauchi free and you'll be entered into a giveaway to win a $50 Miauchi.
Though we're just doing it to the end of this cast,
to the end of this stream, so it'll be over by the time this goes live. Because if we go live in next week, which will be in the future, this is the past right now. This is past Chili.
This is past Chili reminding now Chili about other stuff.
This is past Chili reminding future Chili that he did a giveaway in the past. But there'll be 40 giveaways.
Reminder to future Paul or past Paul: let out the basement dwellers. They're finished making your fabrics.
Your cheese fabrics.
Hey.
It was mean of you to ask to make the fabrics out of cheese, okay? It was very hard to acquire those cheese strings right now.
Oh, I have cheese strings. I want to go grab a cheese string now. But I already had some food.
Why are you hiding cheese strings? And why do I not have some?
Do you have cheese strings in America?
Do they?
I don't have any right here in front of me right now. It's supposed to be magic. I expect cheese strings. Where are they?
Wait.
Whoa. There you go.
It's the transmission of cheese strings.
That's the sound that makes.
He called basement gremlins. No! Funny. No.
It was going to be in the basement originally, but Riss was like, invite me onto your podcast and then invite me into your basement. That sounds suspicious. I'm like, fine. We'll do it on cute plushies.
I mean, have they seen your love shack on Greg?
Nobody wants to see my love shack on Gilgamesh, okay?
Oh, this sounds like a story.
I bought a small house on Gilgamesh and turned the basement into a...
Chili's a pimp.
Well, no, pimp would mean that I would charge money. It's all free. But I don't want Square Enix to attack me, so it's all free.
But that money I gave you when I did that thing to that room woman.
Those are free those are charitable donations.
Charitable donations.
Revisit the meaning of charitable donation.
That's what she told me as well after you left.
That was one good night.
I'm sorry, Riss.
Oh, please don't be sorry. This is amazing. This is amazing. Yes.
Yeah, she asked, you know, that she might swear. And I'm like sitting there just chuckling to myself. And I'm like, have you not heard of Milk Around?
Not many people have, Paul. That's why we're so small.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Now, one of the features that I'm excited for, I know this is the first time you've done server travel, Riss. But they're actually extending it so that in the future you'll be able to, when you're in a party, you'll be able to, that's later on, but you'll be able to jump world while in a party. So right now, if you're in a party, like, you would have to disband, jump to the different server, and then get reinvited. Bunny, does Final Fantasy XIV have a server full of people doing RP? Oh yeah, it's called Balmung. It's called Balmung. By the way, I do have a character on Balmung.
Is that where you're... Is your love shack on Balmung?
No, my love shack's on Gilgamesh.
Oh no, this is the mayor of meats. Sotis
McContent is on Balmung. He likes to sell meats.
Of the meat content. He goes around and says to women.
And men.
Hey. He doesn't discriminate. Do you want to buy my meat?
Do you want to buy my meats?
Meats?
Do you want some meat?
Have my meats.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, there is no lewdness there. It's just I did it on stream for a laugh, and I was actually giving away steaks. I bought a load of marmot steaks, and I ran up to people saying, "Do you want my meat?" and then traded steak.
I think I just run around and just trade people fish.
Honestly, I think Sojima content needs like an actual logo that we can just put like sponsored by Sojima content.
Oh yeah, I want to do that. I want to pay someone for that in the future for something like that.
And it'll be on every single stream, every podcast. It's a sponsored by Chili.
I want it as a, if we ever get enough if we ever get enough subscriber points, I want that as like our third emote.
I'm down. Social media content.
Though we'll never do expensive sub emotes because I don't believe our content is worth anything more than 5 at max.
To be fair, I just think it's free most of the time. Our bullshit is free.
Yeah, you can get the emotes for free anyway.
More. Yeah, your time is worth more.
Yeah. Time is the most expensive currency.
You know, when me and Chili stream, we just want people. We just want people.
Sorry, Riss, what were you saying?
I was agreeing with you because it's very true. It's very true. People's time is very valuable.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining the stream or listening to the podcast. So also a new feature where have you seen party finders where you made a party finder and then you click on you make the party finder and then you go, man, there's not many people doing E4 right now or whatever. I want to do that. And then you make the party, you're halfway filling, and then suddenly someone else makes a party. And you're like, why did you do that? Why not just join our group? Well, now a party that's already made a party can now join someone else's party finder group. So you don't have to you can ask to join your group rather than just disbanding.
But how's that going to work? So if a party and a party has, you know, the same classes, can't do that. So if it's that's weird. It's like a party, like fusing, you know, doing the fusion dance. Weird. I don't do party finders that much.
I do a lot of parties. That's because I do a lot of Wondrous Tales. So I jump in and out of parties constantly. That and I really want more
Mount Collector.
Yeah. I need to do the tank ones eventually.
You know, that's more reason to do, you know, the fairies. You know, they got a mount and the, what was the rocker mount? The snake mount. Ugh. Snake. Ugh.
Which snake? Wait, the big flying snake?
No, the one that's in a pot now.
There's a snake in a pot?
Yeah, the great serpent of Ronka.
Yeah, it comes from the second beast tribe.
Oh, I need it!
Is that the gathering one? It's the gathering one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the gathering. Yeah, the Lahi snake.
Lahi!
I need Lahi snake!
Yeah, it's cute everything. Because it has little animations as well.
I need it!
Yeah, pops out and then you get like the, you know, when you do the warrior move where your eyes glow red?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. You go, yay!
Oh, that is so cool! I really need to get that one. I've been on the hunt. I've been trying to get the Innocence Dragon for like the longest, and so...
I haven't tried to get any dragons yet, so...
I have the fairy one, and she's beautiful. I got her after like 4 runs. And I don't know how I got her after 4 runs, but that just it just happened.
See, everyone gets lucky with dragons. I'm sitting here like, I don't want to do the fight even for a weapon.
I have really gross orange.
Hello.
It's a thing.
Cool. Yeah. See my roles in raid.
Chili, you said hello, and I thought, Chili, are you getting robbed again? Like, what's going on? Oh, yeah. I was walking to your room.
What?
Anyone else know? Special again?
One of our Christmas specials, when we were recording it, someone tried to break into my house while we were doing the live stream. Don't worry, I was safe. And we made a fun side story, but yes, I live over the road from a pub, and some drunk person started hitting my buzzer for the front door, and then started banging on my front door.
My goodness.
By the way, for anyone that wants to know, I knew this because my front door is just glass. After a while he walked off to try and savage the podcast. By the way, we did turn it into a crazy story. We invented a moment, Brenda. So
there we go.
So we invented Brenda from that, but still, yeah, that was it. Yeah, I wasn't saying hello to that. I can't remember what I was saying hello to now.
To be fair, Chili, like, you'll be the kind of person that someone would be like breaking into your house trying to kill you, but oh, hello, sir. You know, you'd be really chill. I don't know why. From how you play WoW, you know, yes, for the Horde, good sir, yes. For the Horde.
I mean, look, I'm recording the podcast. My expensive stuff over there. Be quiet. I'm recording.
don't go near the bedroom. You can have everything else. Don't touch that.
Then you might get confused because my bedroom has a sign on top of it that says, enter as strangers, leaves as friends. Right, my place. We're friends now.
That's great.
You stole all my shit, but I guess we're friends. Friendship is worth it.
Yay. Friends. Mm.
I mean, you did say for the Horde, so I guess at the end of the day, it's all for the greater good, right?
Yeah, the greater good.
Yeah.
The greater good.
The greater good.
We both got the same reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. What were we talking about again?
We were talking about players joining other players in Party Finder Vibe. Party love stuff.
To send it up. We just fell down a rabbit hole.
Welcome to Move Around. That's, to be honest, I'm very surprised we haven't fallen beforehand.
I don't know. We both have broken chairs and they have been clipped.
Yeah, that's been.
God, that's almost a year since I did that.
Mine was a few months ago.
Yeah, 5 months ago, because we was looking at the clips.
And then last month I could actually afford to buy a new chair.
I got my birthday was on the day I actually broke my chair and went to the hospital because I was concussed.
I got up and continued raiding. It's like, I can't feel my arm. Raid.
Oh, I'm bleeding from my back and my head. That's fine. I did want to keep raiding and do my 24-hour stream, but in the end, we went up the hospital.
Okay, we're going to try and wrap this up quickly, so we can do the last few things. New chapters will be added to New Game Plus. New token exchange vendors will be added to major cities. I think that's scripts, if I'm rightly, and stuff like that. I can't remember. I think it's like, actually it's tome vendors, so you can get your poetic items without going to Mordana. And a new menu for paracels will be added.
Finally.
So now we can have multiple paracels.
What, can we have two at the same time?
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. I still want to fly with them.
Yeah, same. I still want to be Mary Poppins.
Okay. The last big news, well, two actually, we'll go with the one of the bigger news that I'm looking forward to. They're adding a new version of Trials called Unreal Trials. These will be the primals, but they'll be synced up to level 80, and they'll also have unique moves that they didn't have in the original. This will also give you rewards called the Forks Hollows, which you can do once a week. The first trial will be Shiva. Anyone?
Didn't we already get Shiva technically with the raid, so it's going to add another Shiva?
Yeah, that was Shiva. Right? Yeah.
Well, we had Savage Shiva. Now we have Unreal.
Yeah, Unreal Shiva.
Is this one going to get fully nude and we're going to see it and then we get TLS?
I was just going to ask if this was less clothing on Shiva.
Just little icicles on it.
Oh, I'm going to go full BDSM. It's just icicle tassels.
Oh my god, icicle tassels, why?
She has a move called Blizz and they spin around really fast and just throw blizzards.
But she throws icicles from her tassels.
Oh, the newer one is the off-brand one. But yeah, I'm actually expecting this to have Savage level accessories. Just because it's once a week and it's supposedly equal to almost Savage, which would be lining up to when we'll start to get the upgrade items for Tomes, because you get the upgrade items from Tomes from Raid. So it would make sense that they're going to do this level 80 almost Savage content and then give items equal to Savage. So you'll have a different way to get accessories.
That's actually pretty cool. I'm looking forward to this.
By the way, this right now is just speculation. I cannot say this is true or not. This is just off using my brain noggin. Mm-hmm. So,
Miss Foxy, just look away for a minute. Just look away for a minute. I'm gonna have to do it because Mr. Yoshipi's after you, Chili. Okay.
He's always after me. Why do you think he only ever let me have that one interview? For anyone that knows, I did an interview years ago with Yoshipi. For anyone that I actually broke the relic armor story for Eureka. So. Yeah, and then he never did an interview with me ever again. I feel like I pushed too many buttons.
I pushed too many buttons. Ooh, or did you press the right buttons?
I think you pressed the right one.
Why? So
Chili got a bit hot and bothered. Chili,
I'm just making sure the giveaway doesn't have long, by the way. So if you're going to enter. Make sure you enter with Meowchi 1 to enter a chance to win a Meowchi.
Or Meowchi 3.
Well, Meowchi 3.
Or 2.
All your tickets.
Yeah.
I've occasionally given away more points during the stream, but we go check out twitch.tv/MuggleFMRadio everyone has a chance to enter. I'm going to send another several points just so everyone can have a chance to enter. So you got 10 minutes to enter before it ends. I don't know if there's a way to extend it, but
I don't know. I don't do giveaways.
I think with CloudBot, it's a set timer. I don't think there's a way to...
Okay, well, an hour, I think, is fair enough.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, this is plenty of time. This is honestly plenty of time.
Do the space between the one.
Yeah, you need...
I want to try the Unreal fights, but I'm not a Savage content player, and it's scaring me. See, I hear Savage, and I'm like, oh, okay, Savage tries to fight. And then I hear Unreal, and I'm like, is this like Oma? You know, Unreal. Unreal sounds harder, you know, like it's impossible. Like, it's imaginary. You're like,
it's an ultimate.
Yeah.
Unreal fights. Oh, I think I saw a meme about that, where it's just like, I can't remember what the meme was. It really annoyed me. It was about Titan. It's like, oh, Titan, you're up for your next trial. I'm like, oh no, please no. I hate a Titan. Oh well, I'm not going for my endless memes.
I don't know how I'm feeling about Titan. I don't think I want to do, the go-kart scared me. Okay, so
I actually really enjoyed that too.
It's a fun fight. I'm not going to say that it wasn't a fun fight, but Titan has always been the bane of my existence. Because I used to play Dragoon, and I'll never forget the first time I backflipped off his platform on accident. And since then, it was a love-hate relationship with Titan. It was my fault because I fell for.
And he couldn't respawn.
Nope.
I hate those fights where it's like, oh, I didn't know this actually. Oh, now I can't play the fight. Oh.
Great.
That's nice. I don't know. If they do King Mog, I'm fucking down. You know, we got to fight our king.
Oh, yeah, you know, we'd love to Unreal King Mugga Mog.
I'm still waiting for that to come Savage next tier.
Please give me that one.
And I want like a rock Savage version of the music. Like a
that'd be awesome.
Or electronic version, you know, like
it could be electronic or like heavy metal.
Yeah.
Heavy metal so log would be.
And then it's just, you know, King Mog and its disciples, it's just the disciples of me and Chili just like sitting there like, yeah. We did that. Chili the white mage, the Moogle white. Oh no. How would they do that? Oh, you have to kill them in unison in an ad phase. Oh my god, that would drive me insane.
Yeah, you have to kill them all at the exact same time.
Oh my god. Yeah, time like every DPS and like every player is like in separate rooms and they have to kill Moogle, but they have to time it so correctly.
No, no, so I think it's interesting they're going to rotate who's in the Unreal fight, so who's going to be in the same fight. Yeah, yeah, that would be cool.
Man, they should just hire us to make fights. To be fair, they have been making some really great fights.
Look, they did hire us, Paul. Yes. They did hire us. They didn't pay us, but they did add Seagull fight to Savage.
The Seagulls, yeah. So... I've just got to that. Yeah. I fucking hate it already because I hate ad phase. Oh, I'm the tank. I'm going to have to move it here. Oh, move it there. Oh, you move on your own? Okay, thanks.
So, yeah.
Tank Buster is fun, though.
And the last topic for the podcast today. Thank you, Aris, for joining us again. They'll be adding flying to A Realm Reborn. All you will need to do it is to beat 2.0 and reach level 50. So,
yay! Wait, they don't have to go find Aether Currents.
No.
Bullshit. I've had to suffer through that, and they don't have to suffer.
Hey, this will be the first time Chili's actually gonna get flying.
Yeah, I don't have flying in any character, so this will be the first time I'm not flying.
Flying! Okay, that's it. I'm gonna taxi your butt around, Primal. Thank you very much.
That's what everyone has said.
Oh, still... look at the time. I'm so tired.
I got a podcast to do. Get out of my throat.
Chili, no! Your butt's gonna get on my chocobo, and you're gonna use your stupid little aether current finder, and we're gonna find you all of your aether currents so you can fly next time.
The first time I saw Chili fly was in Died.
Yeah, that's only because you have flying unlocked.
Yeah. That's the first time I ever saw him fly. And I was on a bed, of all things.
Well, yeah, if you're going to fly, you fly out of bed.
I want to fly in bed. Like, I'm actually going to take a nap after this podcast because we got another podcast we're doing. And I need sleep. I'm on 0 hour sleep. I'm dying. I've been chugging this bowl of Pepsi. It's like a liter bottle of Pepsi since we started. See? You want that bed too. I want that bed.
The bed is a good mount.
I think, yeah, you just do some maps. I need to do maps because I am broke. IRL and in-game. Like, fucking Talon was like, oh, you have more gil than me in-game. I'm like, I have 1k gil on my main. 1k. I'm broke.
I have a lot of gil right
now. Do maps.
I don't do maps. I go on. I tried. And then I was like, I'm bored. I I'm gonna go play another game.
It's because you have to have the right people and turn it into a drinking game. See, that is how I do maps, and maps are a lot of fun that way.
I don't drink, but I do enjoy when other people get drunk during maps. It's funny.
I was going to say, you don't have to have alcohol. You can take sips of tea or coffee or soda or anything at all. We just turn it into a very fun back and forth.
But I'm going to do a public service announcement. Please drink responsibly.
Yes, please.
Nah, I'm Irish and we don't drink responsibly. Actually, just don't drink at all. Just in this crisis, you'll save a lot of money.
Yes,
buy you games. Buy video games. That's all my mum has been doing.
By the way, there is a load of free video games going on right now. So if you don't have money right now, if you do have a PlayStation, you can pick Uncharted Trilogy for free. You can pick up
great
Journey for free. On PC, there's a few. I know Pac-Man was free on PS4 and PC for a while. There's a load of different free games going on right now. So, and for the PlayStation ones, you don't need Plus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And of course, there's also the free trial for Final Fantasy 14, which you can take, every single character, or every single job that's available in A Realm Reborn.
I'm just going to mute myself so I can type some things. So, Paul, do you mind talking a little bit before I'll be back in a second?
Yeah.
I think Riss was taking over. Oh, I literally saw the
Am
name.
Am I taking over?
The Nico Burrito. I was just like, I'm fascinated by that name. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
What are we talking about? What was she doing? Sorry, my sleep paralysis right now.
You're fine.
I can't remember anything. My brain has gone blank.
We were talking about how people are not going to have to suffer by getting Aether Currents in Realm Reborn to get their flights, but
I've done that on three characters. It's not worth it. It's not worth the flight. Actually, no, it is worth it. If you want to level up crafters, crafters are great. Not crafters, gatherers. Not crafters. Gatherers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that would actually help leveling in a Realm Reborn with gatherers.
Would, yes. It... Because it's kind of grueling just running around and doing it on foot or getting a land mount.
Yeah, but they do that.
But I can understand.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand them not wanting to suffer. They already have to suffer through the MSQ. So give them the flight. I understand.
But I think they were going to condense because they're remaking it. Well, they're overhauling it, I should say. So it's going to be less quests.
They're going to completely overhaul it. That's, I love it the way that it is because I suffered through it. And I shouldn't say I suffered through it. I went through everything. But I think an overhaul, especially for new players, something a little less taxing and grueling to judge through would be a little bit more enticing, I think, for new players. So it's a good thing that they're kind of giving it a makeover.
I don't think it's good because obviously people... get their friends to come on and play the game. So we're telling you to come get a free trial. That they want to get to the end game. They want to get there fast. And they can still join the story now, just because it'll be condensed down. They'll be able to get to Heaven's Ward and powerful. Well, Heaven's Ward was a really, really good expansion.
Luna says they took out 30% of the quests. They're removing some of the quests from 2.0 in the 5.3 patch. So you'll be, especially the 2.1 to 2.5 quests will be, they're removing 13% of all the quests. So,
thank God.
And most of the side quests will be removed as well. Also, the Flying Chocobo, quest will be removed as well. So you won't need to do that.
Because it's just going
to
be an automatic, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's pretty cool, though. I like that they're giving it a makeover, like I was telling Paul earlier. It's going to be good for new players. Especially people that want to take their time with current story that are brand new. So it'll give them a little bit less to do, less fetch quests. So
yeah, fetch quests were just...
There were too many fetch quests. Too many.
Well, that's the end of this week's show. I want to give a big shout out to Riss for being on. Thank you so much for putting up with us and being on the show. I know we're not the most professional podcast that's out there, and I'm sure you'll find much better professional casts out there, but we're happy that we're one of your first casts. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Do you want if you want to talk about who you are again and then say how they can contact you before we wrap up?
And any shout outs you want as well. If you want to plug anyone out there, any of your friends, your close friends, you can do.
Like Twitch.tv says Tasty Peach Studios.
You guys are just making me blush right now. Goodness. So yes, for any of you that are just joining or are new or maybe don't know who I am Riss, and I am a professional artist and designer. I am the owner of Tasty Peach Studios and tastypeach.com. I love to create plush toys and apparel, especially things that are light and very warm, things that will make your heart just explode with happiness. That's kind of my goal in life, is to bring happiness to other people. So yeah, if you're looking for some really cute things, you can check out tastybeachstudios.com. I also stream on Twitch 4 days a week, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm a variety streamer, so we go between artwork, where I'll either create new characters, plush designs, or apparel on stream, or we'll play video games like Final Fantasy XIV, Animal Crossing, Pokemon, Skyrim, etc. There's a plethora of games I do enjoy. But yeah, it was just a pleasure to be on the show with you guys today. Thank you so much for inviting me. I know that we've been trying since January. So just want to say thank you to you two, as well as to everybody listening. Thank you for, you know, the opportunity. And yeah, this was great.
It was an absolute treat to have you on. Absolute treat. And for making people happy and making people smile, because you are a very bubbly person. I have said, I have watched your stream every now and I lurk a lot. And yeah, you have made me happy once or twice because of just how you play the game. You're so bubbly and happy. It's great. And your art is absolutely amazing.
I agree. I will have to see if I can get you to do one of our emotes in the future, maybe. We'll have to talk later.
Fine. Yes, you can hit me up anytime. I do have my commissions open right now during all of the crisis with COVID, because unfortunately that is kind of how I'm making currently is commission work.
And they're great. 10 out of 10 commissions.
Please go and give her a follow and show some love. All the artists need it right now with everything that's going on with the lack of conventions and stuff like that. Please go support your local artist. Or if you've got a friend that's an artist, please go show them some love right now. I'm sure they'll love the support.
And I just want to say one thing to anybody out there. If you are worried or scared to purchase custom artwork from any artist that you know, there's so many ways to support people completely for free. And that's just by following on their socials, by being active and just saying hello to them. So many of us creatives are having a hard time pulling ourselves out of a deep pit. Many of us are depressed and unhappy. So it's really good to just kind of also give back to those artists by saying something kind to them, or even commenting on a post that they make. And that goes for everybody that's doing something creative, not just people drawing, but people that are doing, you know, podcasts, people that are streaming artwork, people that are streaming needlecraft, all of these different crafts that people are doing. It's very important to kind of give back to the creative community right now. And it doesn't even have to be monetary. Just putting your time, your effort, and your care forward, that's what's going to help us thrive as people during this crisis.
Yeah, but don't support us. Don't support Milgaran. There's plenty of our better people out there. Chili says it constantly. I say it constantly. I say give Chili a lot more love.
I support both of you. Oh, goodness.
I have a sort of I have a thing. A lot of people say that I don't let people love me. But yeah, that's the whole point. I turn away. I have a weird complex where it's not really. I just Chili is way more better. Look, he does so much.
No, I don't. But let's say this at the end of the.
No. I have sat here. No. Everyone praise Chili. Go give him a follow on Twitter. He does loads of stuff like DBZ, and he helps a load of Final Fantasy people as well. If it's making them laugh, tuning into their stream, and just being Chilly.
He's well, Paul does the same, so go give him a follow as well, okay?
I don't do shit.
He does.
You are wonderful.
You're talking right now, that's as much as I'm doing.
Lies, I don't talk. Lies. Lies and slander. At
this point. Yeah, I've just edited Paul's voice in the entire show. It's just a computer generated voice.
I pre-recorded this many times. Currently,
it was pretty impressive. Chili PSU, yes, I am PSU. I do work for PlayStation Universe. I do have another podcast called PlayStation Unchained, where we talk about video game news and stuff like that. Yeah, I stopped streaming on there because I wanted to promote my own brand. Because although it was good having my own work, doing it for work, I wanted to do something of my own, and so. Thank you to anyone who has supported this, and I've been doing this for a few years now. I've wanted to make my own brand. I think everyone can understand why. And we love you too, Shields, I think. We love everyone in the chat right now. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a little emote, isn't it, mate, I think? Yeah,
so I've made all of Zephla's emotes. So
and they're very cute emotes. I saw you make them on stream.
I'm proud of them. Yes, there's the Emmett smirk and the Emmett gasms. Well, reasons.
Well, we all know why Emmett gasm. We all have a little Emmett gasm occasionally. It's fine. It's natural. It's just a natural effect.
Oh, Chili, is that what you call it now?
It's Emmett silk. How can you not?
Yeah. As I like to call it, nature's sleeping pill.
Yes.
That's an inside joke, but if you want to know the joke, that's what he calls masturbation.
We got that from the Epic Selkgasm.
I was like, I know exactly where this is going. I know. Yeah.
Anyway, you can contact me at mg_chili. Also, remember you can follow me at Moogle Go Around Radio. We're currently playing Final Fantasy 10.2 on stream because it's yeah. Although we probably won't be streaming that today, we'll be streaming that next week. Paul will be streaming Dragon Age over the weekend, so go check out Dragon Age Inquisitions with Paul.
Currently wearing my t-shirt, actually my new t-shirt of Dragon Age Inquisition.
I'm wearing my CoupoCon t-shirt right now.
CoupoCon!
Which, by the way, I got to have a picture with the voice actor of Robon, which was fun.
I took the, I got a picture, if I can find it on my phone, with the guy that played the King in 15.
For anyone that does go to FanFest, I was at previous FanFest, and if you saw me, I am the guy who walks around with a poop hat because of She-Heals I Tank. So if you saw a guy with a poop hat on, chances are it was me. And it was funny, during KoopoCon, because the voice actors for King's Glaive were there, and they stopped me to say they like my poop hat. So oh, I got
God, I like it,
Ignis, the voice for Prompto and stuff like that, pointed out my poop hat. So yeah.
But the best picture that I still wish he kind of wore the poop hat was when he got the pictures with the strippers. That was I really wanted to have the poop hat. Oh, that was great.
Anyway, so we'll end the stream here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining the podcast. Well, we're not in the stream, we're in the podcast, sorry. Remember to give us a follow, like, share, and all that load of stuff. Also,
you
go
can
follow
me at PaulMetal1 on Twitter if you want to. I tweet Dragon Age and random cosplays.
A shout out always to She-Heals I Tank, Maelstrom Radio, Phoenix Down Radio, Gather Together, Tasty Peach Studios. Go follow them all now. Do it. Follow them. So until next time, have a wonderful week, have a wonderful day, and we'll be back later with Mione talking about Raid. So we'll be at 11 BST, which will be in the past. So by the time you hear this, it will have been over, but you'll be able to listen to it on the VOD and the download on Podbean. Talk to you guys later. Bye.